Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Girid Hari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Jai Sri Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Shridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Om Jnanatmarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Diena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So this will be the sixth videotape of our series that we are calling the Acharya's Dialogue, a discussion with the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Mostly questions that I've received in regards to the Acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat and Srila Govinda Maharaj's expressed desires regarding how the initiations should continue and who shall be Acharyas in different parts of the world. And this is a serious discussion, but I thought today we would lighten the mood a little bit, and I thought a good way to do that was to present some public service announcements. And we have one here advertising a festival in Kiev, Ukraine. And this can be found on this video that we're doing today. Of course, will be on our website, scsmotglobal.com. And we have several videos, and I've written many articles discussing different points about the Acharyas in our mission and Srila Gurudev's desire for the sannyasis that he named as Acharyas. So this announcement, for those of you who are our Russian friends, of which I think I have many, and just as by way of introduction, I spent several years preaching in Russia and Ukraine and Belarus, and I don't recall, probably forgetting some countries, but several cities there by the invitation of His Holiness Sripad Avadhuta Maharaj. At that time, actually, he was Jagannath Vallabha Prabhu. And I'm very actually indebted to him. When Govinda Maharaj came to the United States, one of his first trips to the United States, he spoke at a gathering of devotees celebrating, I don't remember now, either the appearance day of Srila, I think it was the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So there was a festival and a gathering of devotees held in Santa Cruz, and California, Santa Cruz, California, near the SoCal ashram there. And Srila Govinda Maharaj was invited to speak at this gathering, which of course is it's a gathering primarily for the disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And the invitation came from one of his very well-known disciples, Pushta Krishna Prabhu, previously one of the sannyas disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And we've been reading some of the correspondence of Srila Prabhupada lately, and I'm finding many times that Pushta Krishna Maharaj is asking questions and making comments in the company of Srila Prabhupada. Pushta Krishna Prabhu is a very was and is a very dedicated servitor of His Divine Grace, and also became very much attached to the lotus feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj, and did much service for Srila Govinda Maharaj and our mission. So Pushta Krishna invited Srila Govinda Maharaj, and Pushta Krishna was one of the organizers of this festival. And so we went there, and Govinda Maharaj spoke at length, glorifying Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And it was very good experience for all of us. Very nice. So what Srila Govinda Maharaj said there, I remember, probably a lot of us remember, that Srila Swami Maharaj, he came to the West, and he blasted a tunnel through the mountain of illusion and false ego of the Western civilization. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, and now very easily I have entered through that tunnel. I have been enabled by the work that Srila Swami Maharaj did. Govinda Maharaj is saying he is now enabled to easily come to the United States and go to the, travel to the West and visit the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and almost all of which came from the preaching of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So my reason I'm mentioning this is I was fortunate to have a similar experience with Jagannath Vallabha Prabhu when he invited me to go to Russia for preaching there. And Jagannath Vallabha did some really amazing work. When Srila Govinda Maharaj came here for his first visit in 1993 to our stay in our mat here in New Jersey, and we arranged some preaching programs for him in New York City, in Manhattan, and in Queens also. Jagannath Vallabha came to one of those programs, and was very immediately persuaded that he wanted Srila Govinda Maharaj as his guru. And as we left the program, he wanted to know where Govinda Maharaj was staying, how he could get in touch with him, how he could get his darshan association. And we were staying at the house of another devotee and his wife, Jairam Prabhu, and Vidya Vadhu Devi. And we stayed there, and Jagannath Vallabha, he was invited, and another devotee also from Russia was there. Later, he also took initiation. But Govinda Maharaj said at the time, actually, I don't think he said it in front of Jagannath Vallabha, but he said to me later, that this, I see some light in this man for preaching in Russia. And a remarkable thing. I didn't, I was kind of thinking, I have to say, maybe, okay. But Govinda Maharaj was actually very convinced about the point. And I don't know what it was. I doubt that I could know. But Govinda Maharaj saw something in him, and he encouraged him. Jagannath Vallabha wanted to go to Russia and preach, and Govinda Maharaj gave him all encouragement to do that. And he did that. He went there by himself. There were some other devotees that soon, actually almost immediately helped him, or he helped them. They helped each other. I remember Jagannath Vallabha sent me a photo of this flat that he was staying in, and it was had many people staying there, and seemed a little crowded and uncomfortable and so forth. This never troubled Jagannath Vallabha, and he was ready to go in any place, any circumstance, and preach the glories of Srila Govinda Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Rakak Shirardev Goswami Maharaj. And also very interested and enthusiastic to immediately begin printing books of our mission. At that time, there probably weren't any books of Srila Govinda Maharaj, but Jagannath Vallabha started printing parts of books, sections like booklets from sections of Search for Sri Krishna and Sri Guru and His Grace, and immediately began work on getting these books translated into Russian. So, and he is a wonderful organizer and preacher of Krishna consciousness. So single-handedly he went there and did a miracle, really an amazing thing. So he then wanted to invite Govinda Maharaj naturally to come to Russia, and Govinda Maharaj said, I think an acharya should not go to a new country until he has at least 6 disciples there. So Govinda Maharaj went to Russia, he sent Sripad Sagar Maharaj, and Jagannath Vallabha and Sagar Maharaj arranged immediately some big programs, and immediately there were many people took initiation from Srila Govinda Maharaj with Sripad Sagar Maharaj as acting as his Ritvik. I think even the one of the first festivals there, I think perhaps 100 people took initiation, or if not 100, something close to that. Maybe I don't have it right, but a remarkable number of devotees. So my visit to Russia was arranged in the same way. I didn't have to do anything, no preparations. Jagannath Vallabha made all the arrangements, and it was very wonderful for me. From the very first, I think we first went to a festival that was being held in the Czech Republic, kind of an all-Europe festival. Czech Republic, somewhat central to Europe, so. And this also arranged primarily by Jagannath Vallabha, also with help from Sri Govinda Prabhu and Sri Lekha and devotees from London and other parts of Europe. And it was a wonderful festival also, an amazing thing. We're in the country I'd never, hardly knew on the map, wonderful Vaishnava festival. Devotees from Europe and Russia and different from the United States and many places of the world. And it was a wonderful experience. And actually it was at that time that I was talking with Jagannath Vallabha and Srila Govinda Maharaj. Govinda Maharaj told me, make your home in Russia and you can visit New Jersey. So I haven't forgotten that. But that was, I guess he must have seen some light for me also to preach in Russia, or maybe he hoped that some light would come. So from that time, then from Czech Republic, after that festival, we spent one night in a youth hostel in Prague, and with about a dozen or so devotees that were there from Russia, with Jagannath Vallabha, and his father Vijay Raman, he was also there, and I was. It wasn't the sort of accommodation that I was accustomed to, this hostel. Normally, I'm staying in private, semi-private room, a hotel room or something like that when traveling. And this was not that sort of thing. The room was a very large room, maybe 10 meters by 10 meters or so, with many beds in it, and so facilities for many people to sleep there. By chance, it happened that there were hardly any other people staying in the hostel that night, so we had a whole room to ourselves. But then also there were no private bath facilities either, and only some giant bathroom you would have in college or university, something like that, for the athletic team, with a row of showers and toilet stalls, etc., so forth, many sinks lined up one after the other. And that also is a little uncomfortable for me. Normally I'm bathing in private. I'm not accustomed to public toilet, but especially not for a dozen 20 people at a time. But Jagannath Vallabha and his father, immediately when it was time to bathe in the morning, they roped off the area and they closed the bathroom so that only I could use it. And I thought that was very bold, and it may inconvenience the other guests, the other residents. But they assured me, no, it's no problem, Maharaj, don't worry about it. So that was done. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, but the night before that, by the time we registered, it was 9 or 10 o'clock at night by the time we were in our room. And I was, very tired from traveling and all the activities from the festival in the Czech Republic. And but as soon as we got back, Jagannath Vallabha, his father, and the other devotees that were with us, unfortunately I can't remember their names right now, but they immediately got mridanga and kartals and were and asking me, so Maharaj, you will go with us for Harinam Sankirtan? I'm thinking, what? You got to be kidding, right? This is a joke. This is a wind-up. What do you mean? I'm exhausted, and they're like ready to go out for Harinam Sankirtan. And they did. And so I excuse myself. No, Prabhus. Really, I'm too tired for that. They went out and did Harinam Sankirtan, came back very enlivened, I think I was trying to sleep, but of course when they come back, the whole energy of the room is, very enlivened from their kirtan. So from there, we flew from Prague to St. Petersburg. And again, I was surprised we were met at the airport by a nice group of devotees, and they gave me some giant flower garland. The flowers were this big around, maybe bigger than that, and bouquets of flowers, and unbelievable reception. So this was something that Srila Govinda Maharaj was also talking about at this program. Swami Maharaj told us about the reception that the devotees were giving him, his disciples were making for him when he would go, when he would arrive at the airports of San Francisco or Los Angeles or New York or any place in the world. And devotees are bringing him flower garlands, and they are throwing flower petals at his feet and giving him bouquets of flowers, and they are tears in their eyes. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, when we heard these descriptions of Srila Swami Maharaj, we could hardly believe it. And but when Govinda Maharaj himself came to the United States and later to other parts of the world, he was greeted the same way. And he was astonished by this. And found it a very, very remarkable thing, and could not help but note it all by the grace of Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So, again, this was my similar experience. I'm coming to Russia for the first time. I do not know the devotees there. They do not know me. But somehow or other, by the grace of Jagannath Vallabha Prabhu, the preaching of Sripad Sagar Maharaj, and the grace of Srila Govinda Maharaj, immediately all facility was there for me. So then I did what now I think has become a pretty standard thing, traveling by train from one city to another. First, the program began in St. Petersburg, several days, a few days there with Vijay Raman Prabhu and the devotees that came to stay there with us. And also the devotees of Russia, mostly young people, so maybe a little easier for them than someone more my age. But staying in tents, you know, also very few bathroom facilities, anything like that. The weather, it was not cold, but it was not warm either. But they didn't care. They were ready to bathe outside, bathe in the ocean, which was just adjoining the property, and unconcerned with the things that actually I'm always concerned about. Will I be warm? Will I be comfortable? Do I have a private bath? Will I have a private bedroom? Do I have to share it with others? These sorts of things. No concern for them, and no concern for Jagannath Vallabha, who was the leader of all of this. And to this day, I think it is still not a concern for Avadhuta Maharaj. His nature is like that. He's so unconcerned for his personal comforts. And his target always preaching, inspiring the devotees, and the missionary work, arranging for the preaching of the precepts of our mission. So that I had the great honor of serving the devotees of Russia and Ukraine and Belarus, visiting the homes of many persons in Russia for several years. I don't even recall how many years, maybe 5 or 6 years, I think, I visited Russia like this. After visiting major cities, then going by train, usually overnight train, 10 or 12 hour train journey to another city, spending two or three nights or in that city, then going on to another city and continuing like this in some circuit that Jagannath Vallabha and the devotees arranged. Another person who was indispensable in this, Bimal Kanti Prabhu, still he's helping Jagannath Vallabha, Avadhuta Maharaj, I think. And he was the advance party, and he would go ahead of us, maybe two or three days ahead, or one day, and pass out flyers and meet any contacts that we had in some city. He would, meaning any devotees that we knew there, he would contact them and try to make some arrangement for us to stay in the house of some devotee or to rent a house for our use while we were there. And sometimes Jagannath Vallabha, he would also go with us, not always, but sometimes when he had the time, then he would join us also. And that was very it was really a wonderful experience for me. I think it was wonderful for everyone involved. We had many arguments and many differences of opinion about how something should be done or what should be done. These things happen when you live in close quarters and you have to, sometimes in my preaching I talk about an experiment that I heard done years ago. A scientific experiment looking at population, how populations work. And they did this experiment with mice or rats. And for the experiment, they wanted to see what is the difference between, I think it was done with rats. What is the difference when they have a lot of room and like private nesting facilities where they can have their families and so forth? And what happens when that is decreased and decreased and decreased as the population becomes more and more dense? The area becomes smaller and the numbers become bigger. So everything becomes very crowded. And what they find is abnormal behavior immediately is exhibited by these animals, by these rats. Where they got along fine with each other, where there was lots of space, they began fighting with each other when they were in very close quarters. And then, I don't want to actually talk about it, but perverted sexual activity began to occur also. Isn't it interesting that the human society shows the same tendencies? So when we're confined to small spaces with large numbers of people, then tempers become easily excited. Everything becomes more intense, but the kirtan also becomes more intense, and the service becomes more intense. The intensity of the service becomes more intense. But in that intense environment, then there's also a tendency for that everyone is under a microscope, so small infractions of giving respect to someone are interpreted as outlandish behavior that needs to be corrected. That devotee can't talk to me like that, Maharaj. You make sure that's ended, and things like this. But it was very memorable experience and a very wonderful experience for me, and experience that I will not forget. And I hope that to duplicate again, actually. Naturally, when you see something wonderful and when you have some wonderful experience, you want to reproduce that. And I got the chance. I was forced to also, because I was constantly having to preach, meet new people, and look after the needs, approach for, in different ways for solutions to problems from different devotees. Then I had to look at our teachings, examine our teachings, our books, the instructions of our gurus like Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, and examine them from different points of view. Oh, this devotee is saying something, this devotee is saying another thing. I'm asked to, give a judgment which is correct or something like that. So I have to think seriously. Questions are coming, Maharaj this, Maharaj that. I've heard this, I've heard something else. Many, challenges. There are other spiritual organizations like ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Why are you not with them? Are you the same? Are you different? You're a disciple of Srila Swami Maharaj. How is it you could take sannyas from someone in another sampradaya? Not really another sampradaya, but I would be in another sampradaya. I'm taking sannyas from the godbrother of my guru. So that puts me in a different category from those who are strictly disciples of my guru, Srila Swami Maharaj. And so many questions and challenges and debates and different things occurred, but all of these things, good for everyone, good for the questioner, good for the questioned, who has to answer the question. Because it makes us all think about things with more intently. What I knew, it is now being challenged. Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. My thesis, what I went to Russia with one idea. Now some of those ideas are being challenged. I enter someone's house with one idea, we have a program, and then challenge questions. And I love the questions. And the devotees of Russia seem to have some intellectual proclivity, a tendency. And they also have already prepared with some knowledge of the texts of India, the Vedas, different Vedas, not always the standard fare that we're accustomed to, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but other things, the Manu Samhita and things about astrology, and so a whole variety of things. And so, very quickly, we were introduced to a comparative study of Vedic knowledge, different Vedic scriptures. This is said in the Manu Samhita, Maharaj. What do you think about that? It's correct or not? And so many things like this. So, very nice, very good. And I'm happy to say, still I'm getting questions from the Russian devotees, and still many similar things, challenges, debates, arguments, discussions. In different forms. And still I have my disagreements with Avadhuta Maharaj. We can hardly say hello to each other that one of us doesn't ask, "Why are you saying that? What did you mean by that?" But on a deeper level, that's very difficult for me to even talk about this. On a deeper level, I think Avadhuta Maharaj will never understand cannot possibly understand Hare Krishna. How he cannot understand how deeply grateful I am for this these opportunities that he provided for me for preaching in the previous countries of the Soviet Union. So when Srila Govinda Maharaj, when I learned that Srila Govinda Maharaj had named six acharyas and that he had designated a specific preaching field for each of the acharyas, and that he had designated for Avadhuta Maharaj Russia, that was no surprise. Not at all. Why would it be? Avadhuta Maharaj made Russia the one of the many homes for Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, for Srila Govinda Maharaj and his devotees outside of India. And in a way, when I think about his work, I can only think of what Srila Sridhar Maharaj said about Srila Swami Maharaj. That this work that Swami Maharaj did could only be done by a Shaktivesh avatar of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So I'm not about to equate Srila Prabhupada with Avadhuta Maharaj. Others may do that. I think I would not, if in the future Avadhuta Maharaj has any disciples and they want to make such a analogy, I think it would be perfectly appropriate. So I'm like a godbrother of Avadhuta Maharaj. And it is not so easy for me to see the sort of that vision that I can see for my Gurudev, Srila Swami Maharaj. But at the same time, I cannot ignore the magnificent work and contribution that Avadhuta Maharaj has made to our mission and to the preaching of Mahaprabhu's precepts. And not only in Russia, and as I say, that I don't there must be some easier way to say this, but the countries that were previously the Soviet Union, now, anyway, I don't know what they're, you know, if there's some easy way, because now there are many, it used to be one thing, they were the Soviet Union, now there are many things, many different countries. But in those countries, Avadhuta Maharaj introduced our mission, Govinda Maharaj, many people took initiation from Srila Govinda Maharaj and became his disciples. And in New York, of course, when Avadhuta Maharaj was first here in New York, he did the same thing in New York. And when Govinda Maharaj came for his second trip, I was just surprised how many people that I had not met, but that Maybe I'd met them. I was Avadhuta Maharaj, then Jagannath Vallabha, had an apartment in New York City in Manhattan, and he would regularly invite me there for preaching programs, and always the, you know, his apartment was always full of interested people. And when Govinda Maharaj came, then many of those people took initiation from Srila Govinda Maharaj, became his disciples. So, not only, my point, not only he's preaching in Russia, he's preaching many places in the world. Now he's thinking of China and Korea, places like this. And I'm sure he'll be successful with his preaching in these places, just as he's been successful in all the other places. Wherever he goes, he is successful. Govinda Maharaj says, when Avadhuta Maharaj begins dancing, the whole world dances with him. Hare Krishna. We're watching a videotape where Avadhuta Maharaj is on a stage leading kirtan, and he's dancing, and people in the audience, they're also dancing, and devotees on the stage dancing with him. So it came as no surprise to me when I heard that Govinda Maharaj had named six acharyas, and that Avadhuta Maharaj would be one of those acharyas, then that his preaching field would be Russia, that he would be the acharya of Russia. Of course he would be. Why not? What else could it be? There could be no other choice. So, some years before that, some of the sannyasis, I think Bharati Maharaj and Avadhuta Maharaj, maybe Madhav Maharaj, I'm not sure, and Goswami Maharaj, were having a discussion with Srila Govinda Maharaj, and Avadhuta Maharaj wanted to know, he had a question of Govinda Maharaj. Maharaj, I'm after your disappearance, I'm thinking it will be good if Goswami Maharaj will be the the acharya for Russia. Govinda Maharaj did not like that idea in the least. No. And Govinda Maharaj said what I just said. Obvious. No, that is your place. You made it. You will be the acharya there. You, Avadhuta Maharaj, you created this preaching field. You will be the acharya there. Obviously, of course. So, then you can all imagine my surprise when Goswami Maharaj, some years later, introduced the idea, right immediately after Govinda Maharaj's disappearance, and Goswami Maharaj began to introduce the idea that, of course, everyone will defer to Acharya Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj was there in the room when he heard what Govinda Maharaj said to Avadhuta Maharaj. And he said very clearly, Avadhuta Maharaj, you will be the Acharya of Russia. And in Gurudev's will, which I take as the primary document and the only real evidence, the only real proof, because it's what is called direct evidence, direct proof. It's not some, speculation, interpretation, hearsay, or anything of that nature. This is the Gurudev's will is the direct evidence, the direct proof of what Gurudev wanted. And what Gurudev said in his will is that I would like to see Avadhuta Maharaj as the Acharya of Russia. He did not say, and Acharya Maharaj, and Goswami Maharaj, etc. He didn't add any names. He didn't say anyone else should be the Acharya of Russia. He said Avadhuta Maharaj will be the Acharya of Russia. And many times now, over this last year and a half, I have made this exact point to Sripad Avadhuta Maharaj. I told him, Govinda Maharaj did not name any other Acharya for Russia. He named you. You be the Acharya of Russia. He is, you know, reluctant to do that. I understand. Yes, I understand. He is shy. Yes, Avadhuta Maharaj, who has no shyness with anyone, is shy about this. And that's also Avadhuta Maharaj. He has some humility. So very good. But so he is thinking he is not qualified for the task. I understand that, of course. So he is very reluctant. Avadhuta Maharaj is very reluctant to accept the order. It is an order. It is not a suggestion. It is the order of his guru, Srila Govinda Maharaj, that I want you, Avadhuta Maharaj, to be the Acharya of Russia. So out of humility, thinking himself unqualified, thinking others more qualified, thinking others are better suited, etc., etc., I understand his position on that. I understand that sort of thinking. But there is a better thinking, in my opinion, a higher thinking, and that is my guru has given me an order to do something. I don't feel qualified, but the order is there, then his backing is also there. And this is the very point that Srila Saraswati Thakur made when he discussed how he had come to accept a position of guru and acharya. Amar Agai Guru Honatara Edesh. It is the order. Mahaprabhu has given the order. You become guru. Now, your guru, Srila Govinda Maharaj, has given you the order, Avadhuta Maharaj. Become guru. Be the guru. Be the acharya of Russia. Gurudev gave you everything. He told the devotees of Russia to follow you, accept you as the acharya, as he said directly or implied about the devotees of in all the areas where all he wanted all the acharyas to take their position as acharya. So I, you know, don't know. I can say this in different ways. I've said it in many emails directly to Sripad Avadhuta Maharaj, and I am it is crystal clear with me that this is what Govinda Maharaj wants. He does not want some other man becoming initiate where Avadhuta Maharaj has done all the work. Now, oddly enough, my idea when I began this today's video discussion of the acharyas in our mission, I was going to say something very much different than this. in some ways almost the opposite, but not really. And I'll tell you what that is in just a moment. Prabhu, how much time is remaining? 11? Oh, really? Oh, good. So we have 11 minutes left. So this has become actually a video to Avadhuta Maharaj. Maharaj, do it! You will have the support. You have the support of the devotees of Russia. You have the support. You have my support for whatever that's worth to you. You have Gurudev's full backing and support. Be the Acharya of Russia. Be the guru. You can do it. You think you cannot do it? Gurudev will give you everything. How have you done what you've done so far? If not by the grace of Govinda Maharaj. So he has given the order. Already you're a preacher. You've taken sannyas. Everything, you're ready. Everything is ready for you. Just like you made everything ready for me. The devotees, I know that they are waiting. They, when is Avadhuta Maharaj going to accept this responsibility? When will we be able to put his photo on our altars as the Acharya of Russia? When will we see him in the disciplic succession after Srila Sridhar Maharaj, after Govinda Maharaj? There's Avadhuta Maharaj. What I was going to say, I can say only now as a joke. It was going to be, it's sort of a joke anyway, but a little serious. Maharaj, I was going to begin this by thanking you, thanking Avadhuta Maharaj for inviting me to Russia to preach in Russia again. I am making plans to do that. But really, and what after what I just said, how is that justified? How could I possibly justify that I will be going to Russia to preach in the zone of Avadhuta Maharaj? Well, it's very easy, because Avadhuta Maharaj has given me every justification imaginable. He's giving his zone away to so many others. Well, if you're going to give your zone away, if you're going to give your preaching field away, then I'm going to come and take a part of it. How about that? Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't Bharati Maharaj and Madhav Maharaj do the same thing? If you're going to invite Acharya Maharaj and Goswami Maharaj to come there and take your what you've done and make it theirs, if you're going to open it up like that, everyone, it's a free-for-all. Whatever Gurudev said, we throw that to the wind. It's now, as I've heard from some of your representatives, that it's a free-for-all. It's all subjective. Well, Gurudev said many things, so we don't have to follow Gurudev's will. That's irrelevant. That's some legal matter. That's law. We're above the law. We see everything from the plane of subjective reality, which is above the law. And the will that Gurudev gave, naming you, Avadhuta Maharaj, as his successor Acharya for Russia, oh, that's just subjective. It doesn't mean what it says. Gurudev, it doesn't mean what it says. It means many other things. Okay. Then I can also see it in a subjective way. And my way I see it subjectively is, You are giving away everything to others. It's a what do you call it? A fire sale, right? After a fire, then whatever's left that isn't burned then is sold very cheaply. Anyone with a small amount of money can come and get buy the furniture, the television, the appliances, the stove, refrigerator, whatever. Very small money. That's called a fire sale. Well, that's what you're doing, Maharaj. You're burning down your house, and everyone is going to come and pick over the remains, including me. But it's not my first choice. But I'm not foolish. So when you say there's no law, then I'm living in a country where there's no law, then I would be foolish to follow the law. Everyone will be foolish to do that. When everything is subjective, everything is open to interpretation. In the past, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, like I was saying in my Pied Piper article about Goswami Maharaj. Why do I write that paper? Because Goswami Maharaj is telling me, Maharaj, you have to consider not just the will, but you have to consider the past 30 years of instructions that we've received and the circumstances and the history. So what is the history about Goswami Maharaj? Well, it isn't only that Goswami Maharaj, that Srila Sridhar Maharaj acknowledged that he could accept disciples, or that Srila Govinda Maharaj made some similar acknowledgement, or this or that. No, there are many other things in the history. So if you want to introduce that history, then I have many other things that can be introduced. And we'll talk about all of them, because that's what this discussion is for. And you are inviting it. This discussion was unnecessary. But you and the International Acharya Board, you will not have this discussion with me privately, so we're having it publicly. And you will not use any rational thought. Everything is, let's make the rule up as we go along. Today we have one eye. Today, Gurudev leaves the planet, and he says, Avadhuta Maharaj will be the Acharya of Russia. And 10 days later, no, we're not going to do that. Acharya Maharaj will be the Acharya of Russia. And 1 year after that, no, not Acharya Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj will be the Acharya of Russia. We'll just keep, the rules will just keep changing and changing. Then that means there is no rule. There's no standard. There's no locus standi. There's no central point. Everything is scattered. Everything is peripheral. Everything is whatever anyone wants to make it. Well, when you say that there's no law, that it's all subjective, and you have as much a right to decide who will be the Acharya of Russia as Gurudev has. He said it will be you, and you say, no, I select someone else. Well, then everyone else will make the same selection, and Bharati Maharaj and Madhav Maharaj, they will have just as much right as me or anyone else to come there and say, in our subjective opinion, we are sannyasi disciples of Govinda Maharaj, Bharti Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, they're wholesale disciples of Srila Govinda Maharaj. Sannyasi can initiate. Sannyasi, it's one of his duties is to initiate disciples. So they will also initiate. So when you hold your festivals, like I was about to talk about here, like the one you're going to have in Kiev on 29th of July, where you are announcing that Sripad Goswami Maharaj will come to initiate. Well, then you're inviting Bharti Maharaj, myself, Madhav Maharaj, any other sannyasi, anyone who wants to take sannyas, any disciple of Gurudev. What will be the restriction? Then it's open to everyone, a fair field, open field for everyone. And actually, I know Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, that actually you're kind of like that. You sort of see things like that. And you may have no objection to any of this, but you should, in my opinion. All right, that's the end of our time, so I'll have to stop there. But please don't do this, Maharaj. Please take it. Gurudev gave it to you. It's your inheritance. Please accept it. It's his gift to you. He wants you to have it. But if you don't want it, then be sure others will come and take it. Dandavats. Jai Saparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika, Giridhari Ju, Ki Jai. Tai Gaur Premanande, Haribol, Gaur Haribol. Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll do the audio video sync. What do you think about all of this?
It was funny.
Huh? Well, it wasn't nearly as funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
I was going to introduce they have on their website, they're announcing this festival where they say here initiation will be by Srila Goswami Maharaj will hold initiations.
For himself or for...
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, that's the question, isn't it?
But what, I mean, yeah, I don't understand.
Well, but no, you understand the first part. First part is that. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Avadhuta Maharaj was named as the Acharya, but he said, no, Acharya Maharaj, he's deferring to Acharya Maharaj.
Why is it Acharya Maharaj?
Right, then why not Acharya Maharaj? And initiations will be held by Goswami Maharaj. But is Goswami Maharaj going to be the guru? Is he Ritvik for Avadhuta Maharaj, for Acharya Maharaj? Yeah, no, it's unclear for us. But yet,
it's shady. Kind of
it's people. They're inviting people to submit their application, but they don't know who their guru is going to be. It's ISKCON. It's the same nonsense. And I've told everyone that if you don't follow Gurudev's will, then this is what you're going to get. And bingo, a year and a half later, this is what we've got. ISKCON, GBC. No, you don't take initiation from a guru. You take initiation from a committee. The committee will decide. Submit your application to the GBC.
Submit your application.
You don't know about that? I don't know I assume it's still in existence. Yeah, if you want to take initiation in ISKCON, you submit an application for initiation.
What is this, like becoming Jewish? Like when you go to a conversion
I don't know.
To a Beis Din, or they have a court.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you give your application.
I didn't know that, but yeah. You know, if that's the Jewish way, yeah. That's it. Yep, that's it.
Goodness. Three lawyers.